Good Mayid. Let's learn a block Gemara with Mem Tesam and Aleph, the second line from the top. Says the Gemara in Mesechta Menachos. Rabba Barbachana. Tony Rabba Barbachana Kameh de Rav. Rabba Barbachana asked a question to Rav. So I said the following. Kif se atzeres, the two sheep that you have to use for shvuas, what happens if you shecht it? They have to be sheep. And when you shechted it, you said that these are rams. I'm shechting them as if they are rams. The din is shading. It's no different than doing it loy lishma. Just like you have in mind the wrong metzias, because they're sheep and you're saying they're rams. It's no different than having in mind the wrong carbon. And the din is that you're allowed to eat from it as kosher, but you have not fulfilled your obligation. Shadin le'olabailim. L'shum chayv. Have not fulfilled their obligation. Omele Rav says, Rav, no. Olu ve'olu. Rav says, no. Not only is it kosher, but you fulfilled your obligation. Comes along Rav Chizde. Rav Chizde comes along and says, Mistabra. Now you hold cup. Mistabra, it makes sense. Mil say the Rav. You know when Rav says his din, that olu ve'olu. This is what happened. There's machshava and there's maisa. If your mistake was in machshava, but not in maisa, in dibur. What do you mean? Because savar elim. This is what happened. You thought they were rams. So when you shechted, you thought they were rams. So where was the problem in your mind? But lepoil, when you did it, you made a mistake and you said these are sheep. You made a mistake and no, but the mistake was really the right thing. So where was your problem? In your machshav, in the world of machshav. But the pilot said the right thing. Because Sovet Eilim v'shachtim, yishachted l'shem kvasim, but yishachted for the right thing. Sharei kvasim l'shem kvasim nishchatu. Since the end result was correct, that's good enough. Where was your problem? In your machshav. Avol k'sovet Eilim. What happened? You thought it was rams. V'shachtim l'shem Eilim. But if you're talking, not only you thought it was rams, you shechted rams. No, you did it all wrong. And even Rabbi be made it, that's no good because you made a mistake. Loi, why is it no good? Because akida betos have akida. Here was a mistake. It's not your fault. You thought that if you didn't know there were sheep, you talking would have thought they were sheep. You just thought you didn't know. You're not a farmer. You had no idea. You thought that these things are called rams, and therefore the chiddush is a mistake. Now we actually have enough Yubezim and Alvin Baruchas, a big machlek is a shining in the Rift, the Rambam and Tosfos and all that. How to understand the Gemara there. Pasach Hadaita, the Shikra, you thought it was a beer, it turned out to be wine, or you thought it was wine, it turned out to be beer. What happened there? So according to one of the Rishayim is, you thought it was it was really wine, you thought it was beer, and you put made by a prayer goffin. And that's the question there, which is exactly the Gemara right here. And I don't remember anybody aligning it to this Gemara here, but it's exactly this Gemara right here. So that's what this he said. What? That the outcome was the correct outcome. So therefore, it's all right. And Machshava doesn't matter. However, Rabbi says, no, even the outcome was wrong. Akid, since you try to change the carbon by mistake, it's not called changing. But since the Akid was betos, you thought it was taka ram. Therefore, it's not, had you know it was a sheep, you would never have thought about a ram. Therefore, it's not called Akidah. Omar Rava says Rava says Rava. Even though it says Rava here, others say it's Rava. He's asking himself. Rava asked a question on himself. Rava said over this Bach has different gifts. So Rava repeated it to somebody and then he asked the question. It says Hakoyanim, this is what we had in Gittin and Hanazokim. Hakoyanim Shepiglu b'migdash, the Koyanim went ahead and they ruined somebody's carbon, had the wrong thoughts in mind. Amazing, they did deliberately chayavin. They're chay, why? Because they're a mazik. Yeah, they're a mazik. And they have to pay their money to the owner of the animal. Hoshay gimtun, it seems clear to me that Shayyid Potter. But me, that the damage happened. You're telling me that a shaggy, no damage happened. If no damage happened, why wouldn't you put it? There's nothing to pay for. The Tani law we learned, but pigul and pigul. However, we learned in the Braise that if you made pigul b'shaggy, it must be the pigul is pigul. If the pigul is not pigul, then what are you paying for? Then what do you put it? Now, well, how did it become pigul? The holding was a mistake. You just said before that by mistakes. How's holding a pigul? Hey, what are we talking about? Ilema the yoda the chatas. So he knew it was a carbon chatas. And you deliberately decided, I'm going to treat this like a shlomi, so I can eat it for 2 days and one night. Is that shagig? Hi, shagig in mazin. No, that's mamash mazid. No, boss, lav must be the kasava shlomi. He thought it was a shlomi. What happened? He thought it was a shlomi. Mitaka thought it was a shlomi. The kamachashil shlomi, and he thought it was a shlomi. And yet, it's a kira b'tos, and he ruined the carbon. Look, Tony, pigul and pigul. So we see why that even though the whole thing is a toss, you ruined somebody's carbon b'tos. Alma kira b'tos. I have a kira. Is a good akira. Is a raya. Is a raya to Rav Chizda. Akira b'tos. Akira. Amle bayis. The bayis says no. I'll answer you. The yoder the chatzu. No. Really, akida b'tos. If the whole along he made a mistake in thinking the wrong animal, it's not an akida. It wouldn't be pigle. After all this, if you mamish thought it was a shlamim, then it's takana pigle. And you treat like a shlamim, it's takana pigle. Akida b'tos, not akida. So, what do you mean? How does a kohen do a pigle b'shagig? I'll tell you how he did b'shagig. The yadacha, he knew the chattis. The kamechashibol l'shum shlamim, uba'oime mutas. It's amazing. We learned pigle for two mesechtas. And now finally we're getting an insight how this whole happened. So we have one day, if you hold akida b'tos, have akida. Pigle means a koyin. Pasha did not know that this wasn't the... He Pasha made a mistake. Thought that this carbon was something else. And therefore he made a mistake. And it's a pigle. And according to Bayo, who's defending Rabba, says no. We can say that if he knew, if he taka made a mistake all the way through, he doesn't ruin the animals. Doesn't ruin it at all. But it's talking about over here, he knew... But that it was a different kind of animal. But he thought he allowed to change it. So it's not amazing. Amazing is you knew what's wrong and you did it anyway. He did not know what's wrong. It's called Oyma Mutter. We had this in Makkas in the beginning of the second Pesach. The Oyma Mutter. And Rava argues Rabbi. Rabbi says that Oyma Mutter is Potter. Is it like a Shagig? And Rava says that Oyma Mutter is Oynesu. Very interesting. So Abai is answering Rava, and you have to wonder why Rava didn't answer the question himself, because Rava holds that that's an Oynes, that's called a Shagig. So maybe Rav Tak has a problem. It's Abai who's answering to defend Rabba.
Is that a universal definition of shagig? Because you said
no.
Shabbos,
like, what?
Right? You didn't know that it was usher.
Yeah. Or you didn't know that this was the Matthias, what it was. For example, it's Kavim and Mechubah and Nasat Talish. That's it's either Matthias the thing or a lucky thing, yes. So Shabbos has a different criteria. Mosi Rab Zayda, that's another question from another Rabbi. Rab Shimon Rab Shimon says, "Come and achirik v'shalishman." Any kaminche, if you did commit to shalishman, shaydes it is kosher. But all the by nobody had in mind the wrong kind of memory. The four kinds of minchas he had in mind, different kinds of minchas he had in mind, the kmitza. And you had in mind the wrong thing. It's kosher. But all the by and the yitz. Why? She ain't hamenachah doing zvachim bais. Why can we say that? Why that? You can eat it, but you're not yaitzah, but menachah ya yaitzah. Why? Because maisi, remember we had it in the beginning, because every mincha is made differently, deep frying pan or shallow frying pan. So therefore, the activities belie what you're thinking. Even though when you were kaimitz, the machvas, which is a low frying pan, you thought about a macheshes, which is a very deep fried, but we can see from your activity, you're using a shallow frying pan. So therefore, over there, there's not a problem. If you wanted to use one that has no oil, and a minchas chayte has no oil in it, and you had in mind for a normal mincha with oil, but the payel, you didn't have any oil. So the maisim amachich. Maaseh amachich nala amachich shi hachareva aval bezvachim by kabonis ain't a cane. Because by kabonis, it doesn't matter what carbon you're shechting, they're all shechting the same way. Shechite achel the kulon. Kabal achel the kulon. Zich achel the kulon. Mahechi dummy. What are we talking about in this case here? He knew Mefedish, he's using a frying pan that's shallow, but he had in mind a deep frying pan because who cares if it's Maisim Mechir? He deliberately had in mind a different kind of a mincha. So he's taking it out, he's uprooting, he said, look, I want to make a Macheshes in a shallow frying pan. So why should it be kosher? When do we say Maisim Mechir? Only if he made a mistake. Now if he has deliberately, Elalad, the Kesov Machesh, he taka thought this is called a Macheshes. He didn't realize this is called a Machvas. The Kokomas are the Shomacheshes, but I made a mistake. So over here, because the Maisim Mechir, over here, because the Maisim prove what he wants to make. Haba Alma, but generally speaking, Akida Batas have it. Akida is a Mekay Batas. Amale Maisa Bayer, no. L'Olam is talking about Yoda, the Machvis. He knew his Machvis. Abai says, really, he knew there is Machvis. We're talking about a case. So you want to prove to me that Akida Batas have a Akida. No, Akida Batas is not an Akida. Pigul is only when I'm a mutter. If Akida Batas is not a Pigul, so this must be talking about over here that he deliberately wanted to change it. So why would you say that it still retains the original carbon? L'chayda, he deliberately wanted to change it. So he wanted to call it, he might have a Rav, since how are you passing it? Only in your mind. You didn't do anything to passel it. You took the mincha, you put it in a deep frying pan. Maybe that's where it belongs. But in your mind, you knew that this has to be. You didn't take it. You took a machvas. He had a mind. What do you call it? You had a mind a machreshes. So over here, since it's all in your mind, it doesn't bother us. Machshavet de leiminke de pasach mana. Machshavet minke not le pasach mana. A machshavet that is not recognizable to the pasels. A machshava that is recognizable. Looks like this. In your machshava, you were saying, "I wanted to machshavas. I wanted to be machshavas, right?" But the poyle used the machvas. So your question was, if he wanted to be oiker deliberately, he knew what he was doing, and he's clear that he wanted to be machshavas. It should be ruined. He said, "No." Rava says, "When the meisim belie your machshava, then the meisim show that your machshava wasn't genuine in the first place." Because if you talk about to be macheshes, why didn't you use a macheshes? So therefore, it cancels your machshava. But where your machshava is not so obvious, then your machshava remains a machshava. So therefore, over here on top of the page by Elim, you thought it was what do you call it? It was kvasim. It turned out to be kvasim, but you thought it was Elim. Over there, the mach what do you call it? The machshava doesn't turn out to be. It's not like. You didn't know, you thought this was Eilim. So therefore, the Machshava wasn't cancelled, and a Machshava Batas could be Eilim.
Say here that he didn't know that the
it seems that it's an obvious difference between the two. Thick or thin. Yeah, I guess so, yeah. Mishnah. Continuing to talk about one thing is not Makav the other. So the Mishnah, Hatmidi may Makav the Masafi, every day, here's a famous Gemara, carbon tummy, if you don't have a carbon tamid, and you only have a musaf, you bring the musaf. The lay is back at the and vice versa. If on Shabbos say you don't have a musaf, you still bring the carbon tamid. The lay have a musaf, Machman does every in Yom Tov, you bring a carbon musaf, and you only have one or two, you bring whatever you have, and you don't worry about the rest. If you only in the carbon tamid itself, it's not one mitzvah that if you can't do one, don't do it at all, but you do whatever you can do. I disagree. When do I say that? Bizman shahayu adusin. If they had no choice, it was an accident, or there was a shaygig. Abli my mezin. It's one mitzvah. So therefore, if you can't do it, if you deliberately don't want to bring the other one, don't bring the one in the morning either. So if you didn't bring the one in the morning, don't bring the one at night either. Because between the two, you have to bring two in the day. If you didn't bring the one in the morning, you can't bring the one at night. I'll explain later.
What do you mean?
Not if you have both and you just don't want to bring it. As we're learning from a pasuk, that you have to bring two by the afternoon. So therefore, if you keep one, there's nothing. You didn't do what the pasuk says. We'll see tomorrow in a few days from now. If you didn't bring up traders in the morning, then you can still bring that carbon tamid in the morning, in the afternoon. Ideally, you should do it in the morning, but yeah, you do it in the afternoon. And Rav Shimon says that all of them were brought bein abayim. She'ein mechanchin es mezbech hazov v'b'ketayet ha'samim. We don't mechanch the golden mezbech only with the ketayet ha'samim. V'loy mezbech ha'oyle el b'tamid shachar. Tamid shachar. We'll see later what it means. Who's actually saying this? That what sets off the mezbech, the inner mezbech, is the ketayet ha'samim in the morning. And what sets off the mizbeach ha'oilah every day is the carbon tamid. That's the first thing. The loyas ha'shulchan. What sets off the shulchan every week is the lechem ha'panim b'shabbat and Shabbos. The loyas ha'menayda ela b'shiva neidaseh ben abayim. And the menayda, what sets it off? The seven neidas ben abayim. Says the Gemara. this last part is not Rav Shimon. We don't know who's saying the last part. Rav Shimon is saying here is, if he didn't bring in the morning, bring everything in the afternoon. It's in, we don't know who's saying the Shein. The Gemara will say later which Tana is saying the Shein. Who's saying it? Okay. But oven asks the question, what about a tzibur, a community, she'ain lehen, they cannot afford a tzimidin umasafin to buy the animals to fill the tamid and the musaf, ezim and kaidim? What's more important, the tamid or the musaf? And what's the question? Tamid is a tadir, it's constant, and the musaf is mekudish, it's holy, it's a Shabbos and Yom Tov. So what's more important, tadir or mekudish? You're going to give an answer? That's what Gemara is asking it. Says Gemara, hey Chidami, what's going on here? Elema Tamidin the Yom Musaf. When do you bring a carbon? Gemara asks, whenever you bring a carbon Musaf, you also bring a carbon Tamid. For example, Shabbos, you bring a Musaf, you also bring a Tamid. So the Tamid of Shabbos, not only is it a Tadid, everything on Shabbos is holier. The Tamid of Shabbos is holier than the Tamid during the week. So the Tadir of Shabbos is just as Mekudish as the Musaf of Shabbos. What makes the Musaf of Shabbos Mekudish? The fact that it's Shabbos. The Tadir of Shabbos is also brought on Shabbos. This we had the whole thing that the Kohen Gadol was all the activities of Yom Kippur, because even the mundane activities, because the mundane activities become holy on Yom Kippur as well. So the Tamid of Shabbos is also holy. So the Tamid of Shabbos has two milas. This is one shot of how Rashi learns. The Tamid of Shabbos has a mila being Tadir and of being Mekudish, versus the Musaf is only Mekudish. So what's your shayla? Pshita Tamid in Nadiv. Yeah, but the Tamid is every single morning. So that's Tadir. Compared to the Mekar Musa you'll bring once a week. And it's also holy because today is Shabbos. Is Pshita Tamid Nadiv. We're talking about the Tamid of tomorrow and the Musa. You have enough money for a carbon Tamid for Sunday or the Musa of Shabbos. Shabbos is Mekudish, but Sunday is Tadir. And even though we have a klal ein mevir nala mitzvahs, but here you might have a mila of being mekudesh. So the Gemara. That's it. That's ein mevir. Oh, but we don't have that here. In the basic midrash, you have a chayitz. You can do maybe, but there's a problem with ein mevir nala mitzvahs, and usually you don't do that. But that's the whole thing of Tfilin and Talos and the Mogen Avraham Chavhei, Simi Chavhei, the Shag Zarya, is all because of this Gemara here. Sounds from here, that's not so poshut, that if a Mekudish today, a Mekudish versus a Tadir, we don't know what the resolution is. When it's only Tadir, tomorrow's Tabid, and today's Musaf. What was the Gemara concluded? The Gemara asked, the question is, Timid, not if you can't Tadir, it's coming, or deal with Musaf, they have a Mekudish. If you don't have one, you can still do the other. Let's understand the Mishnah. What's it talking about? Are we talking about that you have the Kabbalah? The question, which is first, is there? We know there's no question. Tamid comes before any other carbon. Didn't we learn nothing should be before the Tamid Shashachar? The Ho'oila tells you that it should be first. That's going to be the first carbon. But talking about you don't have enough money, and the question is, our Mishnah says you don't have enough money for Tamid and Musa, what should you do? Now, if either you're talking about Shabbos itself, surely Tamid comes first. Say it's holy and say it's Tamid. Amai, Tadim Akudish, Tadim Adiv. Surely Tadim is better. And the way Rashi learns, not because Tadim is better, is because Tadim is Tadim and Makudish. So the Machlek is how to understand the Gemara. The way Rashi, because nobody understands the Gemara, Tadim is better than Makudish. But Rashi say no. That's Tadir is also Mekudish because it's Shabbos today. Tomorrow is only Tadir versus Mekudish. Or the other side of Rashi is tomorrow is Tadir, but tomorrow versus Mekudish and today. Uktani, Eimach, they don't hold it back. Alma, ki hadadininu, they're equal. A Tadir and Mekudish are equal to each other. So therefore, what's your Shaila? Do whatever you want, basically. Do whatever you want. No, Raya. Maybe Tadir and Mekudish, one of them takes precedence. I, in the Mishnah, the East, they're talking about you have, it's a question of which comes first. I, Lechayda, the carbon, Tamid always comes first. The East, the Kadim, the Kayyim, Kashalosh, the Lechayda, the Kayyim, Mitzvah, Almu. That's only the Chatchila. The Chatchila we wanted that way, but that, so we, and therefore, we don't know what's more important, Tadir and Mekudish. Tashma coming here. It says in the Mishnah, Ein in Erchin, ein Poichsin, you should always have in the barn, in the Beis HaMikdash, a certain amount of sheep. Ein Poichsin, you don't reduce less than Shisha Tuloyim, you don't have less than 6 sheep. HaMevukorin, that are checked out, Belishchas HaTuloyim. You don't have less than 6 sheep in the room of where they kept all the sheep that were inspected, and you know that they're flawless. Why? In order to always have enough, and look what it says here. Why? Kedei. Remember, you have to have 2 every single day. We want 6 prepared. Why 6? Kedei l'Shabbos. You have 2 for Shabbos. U'l'shnei yomim toiv l'shona. And if l'shona falls on a Sunday and Monday, and in Yerushalayim also they kept 2 days, so you have 6 animals all prepared. Freddy Gemara, hey chidami, what's going on here? Ilema de islahu t'midin l'musafin. If we're talking about over here, that you have enough money to buy carbon tumin and carbon musiv, and you need to have checked out for Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos. 6 is enough. What are all the other kabbanis? 2 v'haver, so many more. You need 22, not 6. You need, if we're talking worried about that, all the kabbanis that you have to put on Shabbos with musiv and Rosh Hashanah and all that, you should need 22. El alav the less lay is talking about you only have a certain amount of money. And what are we saving for? We're not going to use the money for musiv, even though Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos. We're going to use it for tumin. What does that tell you? That Toddy comes before. Shvam not midi madifi. Does that prove that Tim is better? Now, what are we talking about? So the way Rashi learns is, we don't say bring the 2 midin and the 2 musafin of Shabbos, and then tomorrow you have the 2 midin, and that's it. But we say all we worry about is the midin, nothing else. So we see that the Tamidin of tomorrow is before the Musafin of today. Because we're taking precautions to make sure you have Tamidin all the days of Rosh Hashanah. If you're going to use 2 of the animals for Musafin and Shabbos, then we're short. We only have 4 for Tamidin, we need 6. Yeah, we're not ayah. Look, at least we have enough money for Kabbanis, for Tamidin and Musafin. So why are we doing 6? This is what he's saying. We're not talking about the Musafin here. We're talking about a normal day, and you need to check out your animals. You need to check out your animals 4 days worth. 4 days before you shecht an animal, you have to make sure that that it's flawless, and you monitor it. Should always have 6 sheep that were in inspected dalid yamim for 4 days. You can monitor it before the shechita. Umani, and who is this Ben Bagbag? He just follows the opinion of Ben Bagbag. The Tanya we learned in Erchin Ben Bagbag. How do you know the Tommy Chitom Bikadal Yom Kar Shchita? I know you have to inspect it for 4 days before Shchita. Tamaloim Tishmiru Lahakir Libimado. It says in the pasuk, I want you to watch it so you can watch. You can bring it in the right time. Ulahalan Ha'Amen. And there it says by Karn Pesach Vahayilachem Lishmeres. You should Moshe Ben instructs eating thing on Pesach. They should watch it ad arba asayim from the 10th of Nisan to the 14th. That's 4 days. Mala halon tom bikar arba yom. There you have to inspect it for 4 days. Kedim shchita. Av kanavir also tom bikar yom kedim shchita. So it had nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah and nothing to do with Shabbos. Nothing to do with having enough money. Just telling you a general din. You should always have 6 sheep available that were inspected. So each one is ready 3 days, full days before you do the shchita. Before you shecht. Why do you have 6? Shiva have you need 7? You need for the 7 because in the morning of the 4th day you have 6. That's 2. That's 3. But the morning of the 4th day you also need a sheep. And when you can have time to go find new ones? You could the tlasa b'Shabbat Tuesday on Friday you're going to have sheep for Shabbos Sunday Monday. But Tuesday morning when you're going to have time, you have to have already one prepared Tuesday morning as well. Yeah. Look at this. You're telling me that let's say Sunday, first thing Sunday morning, you need sheep to be ready 4 days before. So when are you going to have that inspected? I'm going to tell you, or let's say Wednesday morning, when are you going to inspect, when are you going to buy it? 4 days before, you cannot go Moitzei Shabbos and buy it, and you're going to have what? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Must be going to go Sunday morning to inspect. If you go Sunday morning to inspect, where's your 4 full days? So you need to have also a sheep prepared for Wednesday morning. What do you.
What was the reason in Pesach to keep it for 4 days? That's what they just the command custom. Keep that's it for 4 days.
That's it, yeah. The monitor to make sure there's no flaws. That's why we say Slichas before Rosh Hashanah, a minimum of 4 days, because before you go to the Shchita, you have to inspected well. That's how much time you need to do introspection. What about the morning? What about Friday afternoon? The panya the mile Shabbat. What about Friday afternoon? Because you're saying that Friday by Friday afternoon you have to have six sheep. What about that? But you're taking one away for Friday afternoon. Why don't we count that in? That doesn't bother us. The boss of the Akikam, we're talking about Friday afternoon after you bring the Tumich, you bring the Bayim. That's when you collect your six sheep and you make sure there's still six sheep sitting there. My Mekamok or Shiva have a question remains, you should have seven. And a Tanabal Makoi, he's not talking about Rosh Hashanah and Shabbat, he's talking about general rule that you need to have always six sheep available that have been inspected. Umay, so why does he say Kedei l'Shabbos v'beis yomim tevim Rosh Hashanah? It sounds like he's talking about Friday afternoon for Shabbat Rosh Hashanah. Simana ba'alma, he's just giving a simon that, 3 days that you cannot do anything. That's why he's giving us a svara here. You want a svara, give me a svara. Why, Taka, do we need so many days? Because if Rosh Hashanah falls out after Shabbos, you have 3 full days that you cannot do any buying or any sheep or anything else, so therefore you do it before Shabbos. Tony, it says, I'll prove it to you, it's not talking about accurately on Shabbos in 2 days of Shana. It says, Kedei l'Shabbos. It says, Kedei l'Shabbos would be Yom Tov Shana. If the whole word is because of Shabbos, you should have said, l'Shabbos. Why Kedei? Kedei means there should be enough time in such a situation. Shmamina is a good idea. Okay, we'll stop here. Between Mincha and Ma'ariv, ideally, if we can learn tomorrow, Mincha and Ma'ariv, 2 blocks, so we don't have to come Sunday morning for Shana Rabbah.
Hooray!
Krishna and I was a long number.